Good afternoon, everyone.
弟兄姊妹，下午好。
Thank you for having me again.
谢谢大家再一次邀请我来到你们当中。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask that your Spirit will be with us.
父神，我们祈求你的圣灵与我们同在。
Teach us, O God, to understand your word.
神啊，教导我们能够明白你的话语。
That we may apply your truth in our life.
好让我们能够把你的真理应用在我们的生命里面。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
因为我们这样子祈求呢，是奉耶稣的名求的。
Amen.
Amen.
Scripture records for us a number of biblical songs.
在圣经里面记载了好几首的颂歌。
During this Christmas season, I thought it best before the Lord to consider the Song of Mary.
所以特别临近圣诞节的时候呢，我觉得如果我们能够一同思考一下玛利亚的颂歌是很适合的。
Now in many of our Bibles, this text has a subtitle in our Bible called the Song of Mary.
也许在你的圣经里面有一个小的标题说玛利亚的诗歌。
We had the song of Moses and Miriam in praise of God after the Egyptian army was drowned in the Red Sea.
我们也记得在旧约里面我们有摩西跟米利暗他们的颂歌，特别是他们经历在红海神怎么样拯救以色列人，把所有的埃及军队用洪水淹没以后。
And the song of Hannah in praise of God for the Lord answering her prayer for a child。
我们也纪念哈拿他的颂歌，在神听了他的祷告，祈求神赐给他一个儿子以后。
The Song of Mary is in praise of God. It's a gratitude shown to God for the grace given to this woman Mary.
而玛利亚的诗歌呢，是表达他对神的感恩，因为他经历神的奇妙的大恩。
Mary was a young woman and a virgin who had never known a man.And God blessed her with a creative miracle of the Christ child.
圣经里面提到玛利亚说她是一个童女，从来没有与男性亲近过，但是神却祝福她，赐给她一个奇妙的神迹，就是圣灵感孕，让她生下耶稣。
This song of gratitude has found its way into many into a traditional church liturgy.
我们发现玛利亚的这首感恩的诗歌已经被引用在许多的圣乐里面。
And the words of these songs have formed the basis of many musical compositions and cathedral choirs.
很多时候我们在教堂里面的圣诗班他们所唱的圣乐里面都会找到有一些词句是根据玛利亚的这首诗歌的。
Mary began her song with an expression of praise to the Lord.
玛利亚开始这首诗歌的时候就开始赞美主。
She says, My soul glorifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
她说我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
The first verse, My soul glorifies the Lord is a parallel to the second verse, My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
我们发现第一句我心尊主为大与第二句的我灵以神我的救主为乐是并行的。
We learn three things concerning praise in the opening of this song.
就在这首诗歌的开端，我们学习到关于赞美的三个要点。
Firstly, the meaning of praise.
第一就是赞美的那个意义。
Mary used the termGlorify, which means to make great or to extol the Lord.
这里提醒我们第一句说，我心尊主为大。我们看到他是尊崇神为最大的。
So to praise the Lord, we express how great God is.
所以在我们的赞美里面，其实我们是要表达神有何等的伟大。
The popular hymn, How Great Thou Art.It's a hymn of praise, glorifying the Lord.
一首我们大家都熟悉的诗歌，你真伟大，就是把我们的赞美来称颂他有多伟大。
But more importantly, the original grammatical form of the word glorify conveys a continuous action.
但是更重要的就是 尊为大，这个动词是一个进行式的动词。
It is not just a one-off praise to God.
它代表的不是一次性的一个赞美的行为。
In the original text, Mary was said that she was continuously glorifying the Lord.
意思就是说，在原文里面，玛利亚在表达她是不断的来尊主为大，赞美他。
And shouldn't this be the manner of our walk with God?
我们跟神之间的关系是否也同样是这样子呢？
And we learn that glorifying the Lord and rejoicing the Lord come together.
我们也发现玛利亚这里告诉我们说，她的心尊主为大，以及她的灵以救主为乐是并行的。
And how true is it that when our life is continuously glorifying the Lord, we are rejoicing in the Lord.
很多时候，当我们的生命里面能够不断的赞美主，尊他为大的时候，我们同样的就能够以他为乐。
And perhaps it's the secret of a rejoicing life.A life of continuously glorifying the Lord.
也许这就是我们能够常常喜乐的秘诀，就是我们不断的能够称颂他，尊他为大。
And the second thing that we learn about praise is this: we learn about the expression of praise.
第二样我们可以学习到关于赞美的，就是赞美的表达。
Mary says that her soul glorifies the Lord, and her spirit rejoices in God.
玛利亚说到她的心尊主为大，她的灵以救主。
In other words, such praise comes from within one's heart, the depth of praise.
让我们在这里看到，他的赞美是从他的心、他的灵的深处所发出的。
It is not just a verbal expression; it comes from the depths of the heart.
不是一个口头上的赞美而已，那是从心灵发出的赞美。
And so may our praise.Be a true reflection of our hearts when we worship the Lord together.
愿意我们一同来到敬拜神的时候，我们的赞美也是反映到我们心底的状况。
The third lesson we learn about praise is the object of praise.
第三样我们学习关于赞美的就是赞美的对象。
Mary refers to God as her Savior.
玛利亚这里说到我的神，我的救主。
If there's one good reason why we should praise God is that we have God as our Savior.
如果要拿一个最重要的原因，为什么我们可以赞美主的话，那就是因为我们的神是我们的救主。
We learn that Mary applied the gospel to herself, realizing that her need for God as a Savior.
我们看到当玛利亚说到她的神、她的救主的时候，她是把自己带入在救恩里面。
And the word of God goes against, unfortunately, Roman Catholic doctrine that says that Mary was born sinless.
所以我们知道从这一段的经文里面，我们就知道在那个天主教的教义底下，他们所相信的玛利亚是无罪的，这个有抵触。
Roman Catholic theologians have explained that God saved Mary, yes, but not in the way that we think.
但是在天主教的神学家，他们认为神的确是救了玛利亚脱离罪。
That God saved Mary by infusing grace in her heart so that she became incapable of sinning.
他们所相信的却不是玛利亚因着耶稣基督的救恩而得救，他们所相信的乃是神把那个无罪注入在玛利亚生命里面，所以玛利亚从出生的时候就根本没有罪性，她是不能够犯罪。
Now this is unscriptural.
这样的信仰是不符合圣经的教导。
And how easy it is to explain away sin.
我们很容易就解释了，变成无罪。
The word of God says very clearly that the only difference between Mary and us is that Mary was chosen, the only woman chosen by the Lord.To be the mother of Jesus.
圣经里面清楚地告诉我们说，玛利亚跟我们之间的最唯一的区别，就是神拣选她成为她的器皿，好让耶稣基督借着她诞生。
She was an ordinary woman, flesh and blood like you and me, equally capable of sinning and in need of God, the Savior.
她只是一个有血有肉的凡人，像你跟我一样。完全是会犯罪的。
But God gave grace to her by choosing her. to be the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是神的恩却临到她身上，好让她成为耶稣基督的母亲。
And so this is the central theme of Mary's song, the grace of God.
所以这就是玛利亚的诗歌的中心思想，就是提到神的恩典。
The grace of God shown in three ways in this song.
在这首诗歌里面，我们看到神的恩典从三方面表现出来。
Firstly, in the first two verses of this text, God showed grace to Mary by choosing her to bear the Christ child.
第一方面，我们看到神顾念玛利亚，拣选她成为耶稣基督的母亲。
That's in verse 48 to verse 49.
是48到49节。
Secondly, the song moved to the next movement that God showed grace to all humanity who fears Him.
第二段讲到神的恩典是延伸到全人类万国万族。
That's verse 50 to verse 54.
这是50到54节。
And the third movement of this song in the last two verses, God showed grace to Israel in choosing the nation. Through this nation, Christ was born.
第三方面，神的恩典临到以色列民，是在这首歌的第三部分，就是54到55节。
That's why when we understanding this song, give us a deeper perspective of the grace of God.
所以，当我们深入了解这首诗歌的时候，就让我们能够更深的体会神的恩典。
And prepares our heart for the Christmas event.
也能够帮助我们更好的预备自己来迎接这个圣诞节。
Firstly, God showed grace to Mary by choosing her to bear the Christ child.
首先，神显现他的恩典是透过拣选玛利亚作为耶稣基督的母亲。
Mary says he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed.For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
玛利亚说什么呢？她说，因为她顾念她使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我为有福。那有全能的为我成就了大事，她的名为圣。
Mary considers herself so privileged to be looked upon with grace from the Lord.
当神的恩典临到玛利亚的时候，他看到这是他何等大的权力恩典。
Now Luke records for us that Mary was a cousin of Elizabeth.
我们从路加福音里面知道玛利亚是以利沙伯的表妹。
And we learn that Elizabeth was from the tribe of connected to the tribe of Aaron, the priestly line.
我们也知道伊丽莎伯是亚伦，就是祭司亚伦的后裔。
So Mary has some connection with the priestly line.
所以从这方面，我们看到玛利亚的背景里面是跟那个祭司的血统有关。
We also learn from Scripture that Mary was engaged to Joseph, and Joseph was come from the kingly line or the Davidic line.
我们也知道玛利亚已经在那时候已经许配了约瑟，而约瑟是大卫的后裔。
Having such connection may make one feel very important.
也许如果在你的背景里面有这样的关系的话，你会觉得非常的自豪。
She has some connection with the priestly line and going to be married to a person from the kingly line.
因为在他自己个人的背景里面有祭司的血统，然后他准备要下嫁的那个人呢，却有那个王族的血统。
But what did Mary refer to herself?
但是玛利亚提到她自己的时候，她是怎么说的呢？
She said that she's a humble servant of God.
她说她是神一个卑微的使女。
And this should be our attitude as we sense the grace of God in our life.
也许当我们在我们生命里面经历到神的大能的时候，神的恩典的时候，这个也应该是我们心里的状况。
To humble ourselves before the Lord God Almighty.
我们发现原来我们在神全能神面前何等需要谦卑自己。
The word of God says in Isaiah 66 and verse 2, This is what the high and exalted one says.He who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in the high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit.
这是以赛亚书66章第二节那里所说到的。 耶和华说，这一切都是我手所造的，所以就都有了。但我所看顾的都是虚心痛悔因我话而震惊的人。
So God says he's a high and mighty God, but he's living with the one who is humble and contrite.
所以这里说，神说他虽然是至高全能的神，但他却与那个忧伤痛悔的人同住。
So God showed grace to Mary.
所以我们看到在这里神的恩临到玛利亚。
But this grace is actually connected to God's faithfulness to what he has promised.
但是这个恩典也是跟神所义应许的有关联的。
God had promised us right at the beginning of time, in the first gospel.
就是在圣经里面的第一卷书里面，神老早就应许了。
You know what's the first gospel? Genesis 3 verse 15.
就是第一个福音，就是在创世纪第三章十五节。
Where the word of God says, I will put enmity, God was saying to Satan after man has sinned, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head while you strike at his heel.
在当时候，刚刚在亚当跟夏娃犯罪了以后，神对魔鬼就是那蛇所说的，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
This is the message of hope to all humanity.
这就是对全人类那个盼望的一个信息。
That the seed of the woman would crush the head of Satan.
就是说女人的后裔必会伤那个蛇的后裔。
It was not the seed of man.
不是人的后裔。
Joseph had no part to play in the conception of the child Jesus.
所以我们看到耶稣的承认跟约瑟是完全没有关联的。
Otherwise the element of sin would be transferred to our Lord.
不然的话那个罪的罪性就会从约瑟传到耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus was born through the creative work of the Holy Spirit in Mary's womb, was born sinless.
耶稣基督乃是透过圣灵感孕在玛利亚身上而生下来的。
We sang this lovely carol twice it is, this afternoon. Hark the herald angels sing.What a wonderful hymn it is.
接下来我们唱了一首伟大的圣诗，圣诞诗歌的两遍，就是听啊，天使高声唱。
Charles Wesley wrote this hymn, but there's one verse which unfortunately is not found in many hymnals.
但是呢，其中有一段呢，却在许多的诗歌本里面没有收集在内。
I have 6 hymnals in my library, and only one hymnal has this verse by Charles Wesley, this particular verse.
在我的书架上呢，我总共收了六本不同的诗歌本，其中只有一本里面有这一段。
Let me read to you this verse. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home.
万众所期待的祈求来临，在我们的当中谦卑同居。
Rise the woman's conquering seed, bruise in us the serpent's head.
从女人的后裔当中兴起得胜的伤蛇的头。
Adam's likeness now effaced, stamp thine image in his place.
亚当的形象尽消除，愿你的形象取代之。
Second Adam from above, reinstate us in thy love.
从天而来的第二个夏当。求你在你的爱中再次建立我们。
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
听啊，天使高声唱，荣耀归于新生王。
Note that when Mary said that all generations will call her blessed.
我们看到玛利亚在这里说到，万代要称她为有福。
We must be careful to note that Mary was not inviting veneration to herself.
我们要小心地注意到，在这里，玛利亚所说的不是说要让人崇拜她。
Scripture does not teach anything concerning the exaltation of Mary to the position of mediator between Jesus and God.
圣经里面从来没有教导说我们要把玛利亚高举，以至于她是耶稣跟神之间的一个中保。
When Mary said all generations were called blessed, she was not suggesting that prayer should be made to her.
当玛利亚说万代要称她为有福的时候，她的意思不是说以后大家要向她祷告。
It was an expression of gratitude to God.
乃是一个代表她感恩的心。
And the lesson of these few verses of this hymn is show gratitude to God during this season.
所以我们从这一节经文所学习到的，就是在这个圣诞节里面，我们必须要向神表达我们的感恩。
As the year comes to a close,
特别是当一年来到终结的时候，
perhaps there are little things or big things that God has shown grace to us.
也许在我们的生活里面，在一些大事情或者小事情上，我们看到神的恩典。
Perhaps it's the health that God has given to us.
也许是神赐给我们的健康。
Or the jobs that we often take for granted.
或者说我们以为自然的或者不以为然的那份工作。
Or even the trials that we encounter that the Lord God has given us grace to see us through.
或者是我们所经历的一些试炼，神赐恩给我们，好让我们能够胜过。
We let us express our gratitude for what God has done.
让我们在这个时候能够向神表达他对他感谢，他在我们生命里面所成就的。
Mary says, "The mighty one has done great things for me."
玛利亚说，那有全能的为我成就了大事。
May we in like manner tell the Lord, "The mighty one has done great things for me."
愿我们同样的能够向神表达说，那有全能的为我成就了大事。
The movement of this song then moved to God bestowing grace to all humanity.
然后我们看到玛利亚的这首诗歌，看到他提到神的恩典伸展以至于万民。
The song says here, His mercy extend to those who fear Him from generation to generation.
我们看到他说到他是怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。
This word fear.Is reverential fear.
这个敬畏是一个带有崇敬的畏惧。
This when Mary sang these words, is actually she was actually recapping the Old Testament command of God.
当玛利亚唱到这一节的时候，其实她是联想到在旧约里的教导。
In Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12, it says here.
在生命记的十章十二节那里提到
And now Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul.
以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽意侍奉他。
We can replace the word Israel.To church.
如果我们把那个以色列民这个名词以教会代之
The command that God gave to Israel is the same to us. To love Him, to fear Him.
我们就发现神给以色列民的那个命令对我们今天也一样，就是让我们敬畏他，遵行他的道，侍奉他。
And we can replace Israel with our own name.
我们也可以以我们自己的名代替那个以色列。
That God has saved us by His grace would require that we fear Him.
神用以他的恩典拯救了我们，需要我们敬畏他。
Now reverential fear is not the fear of a vindictive God who desires to punish His people.
敬畏不是因为害怕一个爱报仇的神。
Reverential fear is based on the reverence for.Who God is and what He has done for us.
敬畏乃是因着知道神是怎么样的一位神，也知道他所成就的大事，所以产生的一种敬畏。
It's a fear for the holiness of God, lest we stray away from His presence.
就是因为我们明白他是圣洁的，所以害怕我们从他的面前走差。
This is unfortunately missing in many young people today and older folks as well.
但是很可惜的，今天在我们当中，这个敬畏却从很多的人身上失去了。
Do we have only reverential fear when we are in the house of God, under the roof, under the church? But what about 6 days of the week outside.
或者说，我们是否只在礼拜天在教会这里会对神有敬畏呢？在我们一周的其他六天，我们又如何呢
？What about the workplace? Will we have the reverential fear for God in what we say and do?
在我们工作的场所，我们是否在我们的言行上也同样对神有敬畏呢
？What about in the company of our non-Christian friends? Do we have the fear of God in us?
或者在我们非信徒的朋友的圈子当中，我们还是会敬畏神吗？
Lest we say things that may lead our non-Christian friend astray or away from God.
求神帮助我们，好让我们不会在我们的言行上导致我们的非信徒朋友离开、远离神。
So the word of God says that God's mercy is on those who fear Him.
所以神的话语在这里提醒我们，他怜悯那些敬畏他的人。
But there's a serious side to this verse here.
但是呢，这一个经文里面也有一个很严重的一面。
That God judges those who do not fear Him.
神也审判那些不敬畏他的人。
The next three verses, 51 to 53, we read, He performed mighty deeds with His arm. He scattered those who are proud in their inmost thought. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, has sent the rich away empty.
在接下来的三节，就是五十一到五十三节那里，他讲到神用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。他叫有权柄的侍卫，叫卑贱的升高，叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
Mary's song depicts God as a God who administers social justice.
玛利亚的诗歌所描绘的这个神是一个公义的神。
The proud are depicted as those who are so independent of God in their pride.
狂傲的人因着他们心中的骄傲，他们觉得自己不需要神。
God scatters the proud.
因此神把他们赶散。
The rulers are those depicted as those who are oppressive, those who oppress the weak.
有权柄的乃是代表那些欺压贫穷的。
The word of God says the Lord will bring them down.
神的话语告诉我们说，神叫这些人侍卫。
And the rich are depicted as those who feel so blessed that they are careless for the poor.
而且富足的是那些不顾穷人的。
The people who just don't care for those who are less fortunate than them.
置那些比他们更不幸的人罔顾。
As I reflect upon this verse,
当我们在思想这一段的时候
，I ask myself, we do live in an imperfect world.
我们实在是住在一个不完美的世界。
And we do see the arrogant rulers get away with murder.
但是许多时候，我们却看到那些不公义的掌权者他们就是犯罪，他们可以藐视法律。
And we see the rich get away with cheating the life savings of the poor.
那些富有的，他们也可以骗取穷人的一切。
And sometimes I ask, God, you're God of social justice, will you not do something?
有时候我会问神说：“神啊，既然你是施行公义的神，那你不会惩罚那些不义的人吗
？”And as I reflect on this, I think of the prophet Habakkuk.
当我这样想的时候，我就想起先知哈巴谷。
The prophet Habakkuk said the same thing. He says in Habakkuk 1 verse 2, "Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing?"
我想到哈巴谷在他的哈巴谷书第一章。第二节那里他就讲到，你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶呢
？I've reflected long and hard over these few verses of Luke chapter one.
我花了很长的时间，很多的精力默想路加福音的这几节的经文。
But I realize that just because God does not appear to act against acts of injustice, it doesn't mean that these three verses of Luke one are not true.
但是我忽然发现，虽然看起来神好像没有去审判那些不义的人，但不代表说路加福音这几节经文是不真实的。
And we can respond to an unjust world in three ways.
所以帮助我们可以对这个不公平、不公义的世界有三种不同的回应。
Firstly, from God's dealing with the prophet Habakkuk, we do not lose faith in an unjust world.
第一，就是从神对待哈巴谷先知的那个方法里面，我们可以学习到，我们不要在这个不公义的世界里面失去对神的信心。
Yes, sometimes we feel angry inside when we read in the news about how the arrogant rulers can get away with murder.
是的，有时候我们看到掌权的人能够藐视法律，我们虽然感觉到很愤怒。
But the word of God says in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4,Though we live righteously and faithfully, the righteous person will live by his faithfulness.
但是在哈巴谷书第二章第四节那里却提醒我们，为义人因信得生。
Do not lose faith in the God of righteousness.
我们不要对我们公义的神失去信心。
Even though we may not understand.
虽然今天我们看不明白。
Secondly, we need to live in the light of eternity.
第二，就是我们要有一个永恒的眼光。
Because Habakkuk 2 verse 14 says, The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
因为在哈巴谷书二章十四节那里说到，认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
That all such injustice will soon come to an end.
就是说一切的不义有一天会终止。
And that God will, and evil people will have to give an accountability to God at the end of the day.
在最后的一天，所有不义的人都必须为他们的不义的行为交账。
Thirdly, we need to pray for the oppressed.
第三，我们需要为那些受欺压的来祷告。
Psalm 10 verse 12 says, Arise, Lord, lift up your hand, O God, do not forget the helpless.Break the arm of the wicked man and call the evildoer to account for his wickedness.
在诗篇第十篇第十二节那里讲到，耶和华，求你起来，神啊，求你举手，不要忘记困苦人。
And so it is our responsibility to pray.
所以这就是我们的本分，我们必须要祷告。
As we reflect on this song about the grace of God.
当我们在思想这首诗歌。思想神的恩典的时候
，During this Christmas season，
在这个圣诞的季节里面
，We think of the unfortunate，
我们要想到那些比我们不幸的人
，We think of the little people who had no voice to defend themselves against the arrogant rulers or the proud，
我们要想到那些无名的、无言无语的被欺压的
，We think of those in poverty who had to be sold to slavery。
我们要想到那些被卖在奴隶底下的。
We think of those whose land had been taken away by the rich.
或者因着富有人他们所拥有的地土被夺去的。
God is still God.
神今天仍然掌权是神。
He is the Lord, and He will make sure that everything at the end of the day, His glory will fill the earth.
他会。确定有一天他的荣耀会充满遍地。
This is the hope of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节所带给我们的盼望。
The song ends with God bestowing grace to Israel.
最后我们看到这首诗歌的结束那里讲到神施恩给以色列。
Mary says he has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham,and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors.
我们看到这首诗歌后面的两节说到，神扶助了他的仆人以色列，为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，是怜悯直到永远，正如从前对我们列祖所说的话。
God's grace to all humanity by sending Jesus to be the Savior of the world.
神透过差派耶稣基督来到这个地上，彰显他对全人类的恩典。
It's connected to his covenant love to the nation of Israel.
但是这个恩典也是跟他对亚伯拉罕所立的约的那个恩典有关。
Why is it so?
为什么会这样？
Because when God appeared to Abraham, God says, "Through you shall all nations of the world be blessed."
因为当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，他对亚伯拉罕说：“借着你，万国必要得福。”
You see, the Abrahamic covenant is a continuation of God's grace.
神对亚伯拉罕所立的约乃是一个、神的恩典的延伸。
He has to raise up a nation through whom the Jesus would come.
因为他要兴起一个民族，好让他的、儿子耶稣基督要从里面诞生。
And scripture tells us that Jesus came from the line of David.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说耶稣是大卫的后裔。
This is God's covenant love.
这就是神立约而且守约的恩典。
So God by his grace chose a woman.
所以为什么神在他的恩典里他选择了一个女人
to bear the child Jesus.
来怀孕生下耶稣基督。
He chose a nation.
他也选了一个民族。
Through which the woman would come from and through which Jesus would be born, through whom Jesus would be born.
透过这个民族就出了这个女人而生下耶稣基督。
No wonder scripture tells us in Psalm 122 verse 6 to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
所以为什么诗篇122篇第六节那里提醒我们说你们要为耶路撒冷求平安。
We live in very troublous time in this day.
今天我们处在一个平安、没有平安动荡的时代。
And we know that all the events in the end times will be centered in Israel.
我们知道在末日所发生的许多事件会以耶路撒冷为中心。
As well as the Middle East.
也是以中东为基地。
Jesus came to this world in his first advent during the troublous time in the days of Rome.
耶稣第一次降临在地上的时候是在罗马帝国一个动荡的时代。
But he is coming again this time.
他也将快来临。
You will be during troublous time as well.
也必会是一个动荡的时代。
Mary's song begins with praise.
玛利亚的诗歌是从赞美开始。
From the depths of her heart.
从她的心灵的深处。
And we learn from that song that God's grace extends not only to Mary, but to all who would possess reverential fear for God.
我们也透过他的诗歌看到神的恩典不只临到玛利亚一个人，也是临到一切敬畏他的人。
And we learn that the grace of God is connected to his faithfulness to his word right at the beginning of time.
我们也知道神的恩典原来跟他的信实，跟他从起初就定下的约有关。
And this grace is expressed through the choice of the nation of Israel.
这个恩典的彰显是透过一个选一个国度，
and
一个民族。
And the choice of that woman.
也是透过拣选这个女人。
For the mighty one has done great things for me.
因为那有全能的为我成就了大事。
May we express our gratitude to God for our wonderful Savior.
愿我们能够向至高神来表达我们的感恩，因为他已经把那个奇妙的救主赐给我们。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Father, thank you for your grace and mercy.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Grace expressed to Mary.
因为你的恩典彰显在玛利亚身上。
Grace expressed to all humanity who fear you.
我们也看到你的恩典临到一切敬畏你的人。
Grace expressed to Israel, your chosen people.
你的恩典临到以色列，你的选民。
And above all, O God,
而且在一切之上。
Grace to us personally and individually.
也是你的恩典临到我们每一个人。
That you have saved us from our sin.
救我们脱离我们的罪恶。
May this season, O God, that we will reflect on your grace.
求你帮助我们在这个圣诞节我们能够思想你的恩典。
And may we continually praise and glorify you from the very depths of our heart.
愿意我们能够从我们的心底深处不断地来赞美你敬拜你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen.